Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, we examine the speaker vote in real time and a big lie that was told against Israel. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The Speaker of the House circus is continuing as they go back and forth. I have some inside information. It looks like Jordan's going to get blocked again. I don't think Jordan has the votes. And there's a thing called the Joyce Resolution. Looks like there's going to be a proposition to do a coalition government with the Democrats, which would effectively destroy the Republican majority, that the Republicans are no longer control the House of Representatives. That is what we're looking at very soon. We've warned about this. We were told that it's not going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but there is a resolution in the House right now called the Joyce Resolution that could potentially work with the entire Democrat Party and get rid of the Republican majority. Get rid of all the committees, by the way, all the oversight, no impeachment of Biden, weaponization of government committee. It would all go away. So that's where the Republican Party is headed. I hope that's not the case. I hope they're able to get Jim Jordan, but my sources are telling me Jim Jordan is going to fall short. Again, Republican Party is completely incapable of governing right now. Completely incapable of governing. Just regular rank and file people across the country think the Republican Party is a joke. Hard to disagree. Can't pick a leader. It's October. You can't pick a speaker. It's been 2 weeks. I want to talk about what happened yesterday, though. I saw the news alerts happen. People were texting me, Charlie, how could Israel have possibly bombed a hospital? You know, it's so funny. I received over the weekend all of these accusations. Oh, Charlie, how dare you ask questions? How dare you ask questions? You know, called a Jew hater and anti-Semite, the most ridiculous stuff. Holocaust denier is disgusting and repulsive. But the minute that there's something controversial that happens in the media, you find out who your true friends are. So I was getting these text messages from these anti-Israel people that I know. Oh, Charlie, Israel just committed a war crime, which would Ilhan Omar basically effectively tweeted yesterday. Israel just committed a war crime. I said, whoa, 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 timeout. This is calm down. What are you talking about? So every single news outlet yesterday pushed the story that Israel bombed a hospital in Gaza, killing 500 people. So let's just isolate that sentence. Israel bombed hospital 500 people. Those are four facts, okay? Four incredibly charged facts. So our team's gut instinct, the first gut instinct that we had, is that they're lying about how many people are dead. It's like 500 people is a lot of people. We're like, no, nope. It's just, I find that really hard to believe. Number two, we started to see images, and we didn't really see images of like rubble and people getting taken out of rubble. And I'm not saying that nobody died. I'm not saying that there was not an incendiary device, but it was not a 500 person bomb. It was very clear, right? And so what exactly happened here? That's an explosion that killed 500 people in Iraq. That's what an explosion looks like that kills 500 people. Cut 62. That's not what happened in Hamas. Now compare that to cut 65, please. Yeah, that's Gaza. Thank you. That's a parking lot with cars that are basically still intact. You're trying to tell me 500 people died there? Now, mind you, asking these questions gets you labeled as a conspiracy theorist. But we ask questions across the board. including when the entire media, Ben Collins, NBC, are so quick to say that Israel is guilty until proven innocent. So let's go through this sentence again. Israel bombed hospital, 500 people. Okay, so it's definitely not 500 people. We have no evidence of that. They're just making it up. 500 people means piles of rubble, people being pulled out of the ruins, and mass death. I'm not saying it's no people. I'm going to need to see some evidence, guys, that it's 500 people. Okay? Number two, that Israel did it. As soon as I heard this news result, I said this on our chat. I said, I don't believe it. I said, you're trying to tell me that the day before Joe Biden visits the Middle East, that Israel would bomb a hospital. You're trying to tell me Israel, that has the moral high ground in the international community, is going to bomb a hospital and kill 500 people. It makes no sense. But the media ran with this immediately. They said, oh my goodness, the hospital is bombed. Well, guess what? It turns out the hospital is fully intact. The hospital wasn't bombed. The parking lot was bombed. There's a bunch of cars that have blown up. I'm sure that there were some innocent civilians that died, but the hospital's still intact. In fact, there may not have even been a rocket. It very well just might have been your run-of-the-mill incendiary device detonated next to a hospital. But like clockwork, what has happened and what is happening right now? Protests and soon-to-be rebellions outside of embassies in Lebanon. Iran has raised the black flag. Egypt canceled their meeting with Joe Biden. Mahmoud Abbas says, we need 3 days of warning, mourning because of all this. Now, it could be that it's just a dumb accident and they won the PR war because everyone instantly believes Hamas. And I just want to reiterate this. The amount of Jew hatred in our media that is built in is remarkable. So here you have something that is just a complete lie when you look at it. And Reuters, Al Jazeera, obviously. CNN, they're carrying it. How terrible. Israel, they're committing war crimes. Get the Ilhan Omar tweet, please. Guilty until proven innocent. And as some people have said on television, well, now the reality, this is what's so unbelievable. The reality really doesn't matter. The perception is what matters. The people on the street think that Israel did it, so there's no convincing them otherwise. Oh, so these people are so backwards. They are so, like, against reason. That even if they are showed the truth, that they won't know it. These are repulsive people, by the way. They love using civilian targets as shields. Ilhan Omar comes out. Bombing a hospital is among the gravest of war crimes. The IDF reportedly blowing up one of the few places the injured and wounded can seek medical treatment and shelter during a war is horrific. POTUS needs to push for an immediate ceasefire to end the slaughter. Ilhan Omar, you should be deported. You're a terrorist sympathizer. You should be deported from the country. But hold on a second. Did Ilhan Omar call what Hamas did to Jewish babies a war crime? Maybe she did. But could someone find Ilhan Omar's Twitter a week and a half ago when little babies on a Jewish high holiday were burned to death by Muslims? Did Ilhan Omar call that a war crime? I'm just curious. But she's quick to call this a war crime, even though it didn't happen. Now, all of a sudden, the media is walking it back. They're walking it back. And they say, oh, well, no, it was an explosion next to the hospital. It happened near a hospital. It was hospital adjacent. Rashida Tlaib, Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing, this is another congresswoman, 500 Palestinians. Where's the evidence? 500 people? Your war and destruction only approach has opened my eyes and many. And this is outright lies. In fact, it feels as if this is a Muslim op to stop Joe Biden's visit, to unite the Arab world into a regional holy war against the Jews, which is what Hamas has always wanted. From the river to the sea, this was a op that the mainstream Western media fell for. And what is the two old quotes? Number one, the first casualty in war is the truth. Two, lies go around the world five times before the truth is able to get its pants on. And so now, still today, people say, well, Israel committed war crimes. Israel committed war crimes. Let's just go through that sentence again. Everything about the sentence is wrong. Everything about the sentence is incorrect. And it worked. Jordan canceled the Amman summit. Al-Sisi canceled the summit. Mahmoud Abbas canceled the summit. So any approach towards dialogue is gone, all based on something that didn't actually happen that your mainstream media pick up and ran with. Wasn't Israel, wasn't a bomb, wasn't 500 people, and wasn't even a hospital. It was a parking lot. But right now, there's Arab men flooding the streets of Tehran, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, calling for blood, because that's what they do, call for blood, and they're looking for an excuse. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So look, I got to be honest. I'm on Israel's side here, 100%. In fact, I defended Israel as soon as it happened. I sent out tweets. And even if Israel would have hit a hospital, I was ready to defend Israel. Not that I like hitting hitting hospitals. But two things you understand. Hamas puts their headquarters under hospitals. They use civilians as human shields. War is ugly. War is nasty. War is terrible. And secondly, you don't get to go invade a country and kill 1,300 women and children, start a war, and then all of a sudden complain about the reaction. You bear the responsibility. Even though this is not what happened here, I want to make sure we morally understand each other. Even if what happened, what didn't happen, happened, you have to understand. Now, why Israel has not invaded yet is interesting. I think it's because Netanyahu is waiting for Biden to visit. Waiting for Biden to visit, get some assurances on aid, and then he invades. But I got to be honest. Israel could have handled this whole thing a lot better. I don't think they handled this nearly as aggressively because this was an op. This was a Muslim Iranian intel operation to get the Arab world in the streets, overtaking embassies and try to start a regional conflict. 500 people did not die unless there's some evidence to show that doesn't look that way. A hospital was not bombed and it was not a rocket from Israel. And it takes a lot of time to get proof, but I got to be honest. Israel has to get their evidence up here, but the Israel social media team, they've got to change their strategy. They're doing this weird, they're replying to supermodels and they're posting pictures of Keanu Reeves from The Matrix. I'll just give you one example. The State of Israel on their social media posts to Gigi Hadid, who is a supermodel, half Lebanese, I think. I don't know if she's the supermodel or her sister's supermodel. I can't keep track of this. Have you been sleeping this last week? Are you just fine turning a blind eye to Jewish babies being butchered in their homes? Your silence has been very clear about where you stand. We see you. Okay. Honestly, State of Israel, you don't need to be, sending social media posts to supermodels. Put 69, in response to Iran, Israel posts on social media a picture of Keanu Reeves from The Matrix, basically saying, bring it on. Now, we didn't like it when the Defense Department got in a social media fight with Tucker Carlson. The government should not post memes. I just think that should just be a general rule of thumb. You're trolling the enemy on social media. Not smart, not cute. Instead, I think Israel needs to be very clear that this is as much a narrative war at this time as it is an actual kinetic war that might unfold. And the information war that is looming is that honestly, Israel lost the information war for the first 6 hours. Israel thought, okay, we can prove that it wasn't our rocket. Honestly, you know what Israel should have done? They should have just said, no, Hamas bombed its own people. Not that it was an errant rocket or whatever. Just say this wouldn't be the first time that Hamas would lie. Just go full offense against them. But honestly, the Israeli government is so fact-focused. They're so decent in how they communicate. They're so centered on evidence that they thought that people would cooler heads would prevail. They're so measured. Not the time to be measured in that way. You should have accused the enemy of doing what they did, which, by the way, this hospital still stands. So we get all up in arms. They're talking about tanking over embassies. And the thing that they are still upset about is, well, the hospital's still up there and our media fell for it across the board. In fact, still right now, Iran delivers ominous warning after Hamas blames Israel for hospital blast. And yet the only pictures they're using are blown up cars, as if a parking lot got bombed. And you're trying to tell me 500 people died in that blast? No, a blast that is powerful enough to kill 500 people, you would have B-roll and video of rubble that would look like 9/11. Rational people do appreciate Israel's approach, but you must understand you're in the midst of a propaganda war. And that means you should put aside trolling Gigi Hadid and putting up memes of Keanu Reeves of saying, let's go here. The propaganda war appeals to the emotions. And now we are closer to a regional war and World War III. And I'm not getting, Joe Biden was a disaster in Israel. What a disgrace. He's a traitor to our country. He's falling asleep. He's slurring his words. He's mumbling. It's a disaster. This is what happens when America is not even diplomatically leading. Every one of these bad governments thinks they can get what they've always wanted.
Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through InPrimus, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to InPrimus each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free. The best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and InPrimus at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com.
Okay, so the Speaker of the House vote will go to a third vote. If that, very possible Republicans lose their majority if the Joyce resolution passes. Jim Jordan will not win it on this particular ballot. As we continue now to October 18th, without a speaker, it has been about 2 weeks. And we'll see if the moderates come our way. Not much else I can share to this. We could go through the list. We have the list, guys, of people that are voting against it. The pressure needs to continue, but they seem immune to pressure. They are so angry at the American conservative grassroots. They're so bitter. They're so vengeful that they would rather have no speaker at all whatsoever, or the Democrats get a majority, than a strong speaker like Jim Jordan. That tells you a lot, doesn't it? Okay, I want to get to some other tape here as we dive into this. Ken Buck. What has happened to Ken Buck? I've known Ken Buck for a long time. I used to think Ken Buck was this rock star conservative. And Ken Buck has been walking, crawling, and turning into a liberal Democrat. Here's how you know that you're on the right side of history, many ways. Do you notice that our side is always tempted to go to the other side, and they almost are never tempted to go to our side? Ever. They're almost always tempted to go do deals because it takes no effort to be on the left. In fact, the life is really nice. It's very comfortable. They control everything. It's a life of luxury. You get invited to all the parties. You get beautiful things on CNN. You get books written about you. So now Ken Buck is going on television, who campaigned as a conservative and is legislating not as a conservative. Listen to this, play cut 57.
So Jim Jordan doesn't get the speakership, you believe. What happens then?
I think one of the options is to have a 30-day speaker. Patrick McHenry would be the logical choice for that. I think that undoubtedly we would give him full power so that if there is an Israeli package, supplemental spending package that comes over from the White House, we would have the ability to vote on that. We'd have the ability to vote on Ukraine aid and some other issues that are urgent.
He wants to put Patrick McHenry in full power for 30 days so that there's a supplemental Israeli package and be able to have the ability to vote on Ukraine. Like, hold on, time out. I care what's happening in Israel, But if you're an American lawmaker, the first thing you should be mentioning as to why we need a speaker is the border, not a foreign conflict. And by the way, I support aid to Israel. But just the gut reaction is they're so programmed to prioritize the distant over the immediate, the foreign over the domestic. The psychology behind that is perplexing to me. It's very strange. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be part of the list. What's happening in Israel is consequential. It impacts America's interests. So now Patrick McHenry is the speaker pro tem of the House. And Patrick McHenry is not exactly a conservative. Patrick McHenry is not a movement grassroots warrior type. But Ken Buck continues here. Let's play cut 58.
So if it's not going to be Patrick McHenry after those 30 days, who would you support?
Well, that's the question, really. Taking this pressure off and getting into conference and having a discussion without the emotion, I think it will come to an agreement on Tom Emmer, on Kevin Hearn, on Mike Johnson, on someone that is interested in doing it and that can bring the different groups together.
So Tom Emmer, Kevin Hearn, Mike Johnson, this is not going to be solved anytime soon. And I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com, because some of you are very angry. Some of you said, Charlie, Republicans do have the ability to govern. I'm not so sure. But this is what happens when your party is so unsustainably put together. It's put together in a way that is inevitable for a collapse. You see, you have a portion of the House that actually listens to their voters. That is a coalition of people that care about spending, care about the border, care about putting the country first. And the vast majority of the Republican Party is still in the George W. Bush party that are so upset that business as usual is being derailed in Washington, D.C. Why are we talking about spending? What do you mean we have to, you know, go after Jack Smith? And if this takes us to go to 15 rounds, then we'll go to 15 rounds. If we have to grind down the moderates to 20 rounds, then we'll grind down the moderates for 20 rounds. But let me tell you right now, guys, you're not getting a Christmas break. You better invite your family to go celebrate Christmas with you in Washington, D.C., because the country's collapsing. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to spend 2 weeks trying to find a speaker. Fine. 3 weeks for a speaker. Fine. I think it's a joke. I think it's a clown show. I think it's making us look bad. You guys can't figure out the ability to govern. Whatever. But you guys better not do a Christmas break. We got to cut spending. We got to secure the border. We got to hold the Biden regime accountable. And do you notice the one thing that has just disappeared from the media narrative? What's the one thing that has just vanished? Impeaching Joe Biden. Have you noticed we haven't had a whisper about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, corruption? We had momentum. In September, we were onto something, weren't we? We had evidence, data, text messages, bank transfers. All that's basically gone now. Now, can we get it back? Maybe. But instead of having committee hearings, we have this circus show. Moderates will vote for whatever speaker basically promises a longer Christmas break. We've had debt ceiling caves. We've had CR caves. Jack Smith is getting all of his money to continue his terror campaign against Donald Trump and all of Trump allies. The Department of Justice is going after Douglas Mackey. They're going after January 6th defendants. Just yesterday, a mother of eight who broke a window, that's vandalism, did not touch a police officer, received 58 months in prison. For those of you keeping score at home, that's over 4 years in prison. 4 years. And yet Department of Justice keeps on getting funding uninterrupted. And so the term is almost halfway over, the congressional term. The CR is going to expire sometime soon. Next couple weeks, CR is coming up. And by the way, are we actively raising money and recruiting candidates for the next Congress? How can you do that if you have the speaker fight? And that absolutely does matter. The Bush Republicans, they are fighting tooth and nail to keep the status quo. And this is a tough fight, guys. The fight basically is, can you get politicians to care about their voters and care about the country? They want comfort. They want ease. They look at Washington, D.C. as a massive country club and a jacuzzi. They don't look at it as if there's a sense of urgency that the country is falling apart, that we are seeing a collapse of the greatest nation, a civilizational suicide. They look at DC passing omnibus bills as, quote, Washington working, both sides coming together. And so this speaker fight, it was going to happen. Happen immediately, happen long term, because the Democrats are complete cheerleaders for the downfall and the destruction and the breakdown of the republic. Okay, that's what the Democrat Party is. They don't love America. The Democrat Party hates America. They're at odds against America. They want the borders wide open and the currency destroyed. So you need an opposition party to that. And what the Uniparty has done very well is they have hijacked, infiltrated the opposition party. Our opposition party is not composed of fighters. And we're getting lots of emails. I want you to keep them coming. freedom@charliekirk.com. I'll read this one right here. I'm so angry. The House is so inept. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing at this point. But honestly, I don't care if it takes 5 rounds, 6 rounds, 7 rounds, 8 rounds, 9 rounds, 10 rounds. We're not going to get some sort of moderate speaker. It's not going to happen. The only option is, honestly, you might get a Democrat speaker. That's always been a risk. We said that during the McCarthy fight. That's a real risk. Moderates might defect at any time and go partner with the Democrat Party and to create a coalition government. Could happen at any time. Emails are flooding in, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I'm so sick of this BS show from Congress, the standing ovations and clapping. I work in a hospital. If I ran like this vote, no one would get a stitch or x-ray. If Jim doesn't get the votes, I'll never trust any one of these Republicans again. Bridget from Texas. Yeah, that's the other concern, is that you're going to lose your own voters. If you take a big risk, let's get rid of the speaker, and you get a Democrat majority, it is a big risk and hopefully a big reward. And what is the message this is sending to a single mom who's working two jobs? Why should she vote Republican? Like, what is the sales pitch for it to vote Republican? Like, how is this making your life better? And I know that's not persuasive to a lot of you in the audience, but there's a lot of working people that are begging for a reason to vote Republican, begging. And we go through this entire speaker debacle for the first time in American history again. Okay, fine, it takes a week. No. We're now in the 2.5 week mark, and we don't have an end in sight.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. As you know, following this week's horrible events, Israel is at war. The people of Israel are under attack from brutal terrorists targeting innocent civilians, including women and children. There's over 1,000 casualties, as well as kidnapping and infiltration of southern Israeli towns. Israel is now retaliating and could escalate with a ground offensive against Hamas militants. The situation is critical, which is why I'm partnering with our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to rush emergency relief to the hardest hit areas. Call the special phone number 800-492-5454 to make an emergency donation. Again, that's 800-492-5454. Your emergency gift will help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews save lives and provide critical essentials needed right now. During this dark time, the need in war-torn areas will be tremendous. The fellowship has extensive network of staff, partner organizations, and more. Immediately respond with life-saving security and support measures. We ask all people to pray for safety and protection. Call 800-492-5454 as we rush urgent need right now to help Israel through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Okay, everybody, we have the names coming here. It's all over the place, okay? People are voting for him, voting against him. And as I just said, look, I am getting upset. And I don't want to sound whiny. I hate that. But it shouldn't be this hard. We work our tails off to try to get Republicans elected. And as the great Rush Limbaugh taught us, Republicans would rather be in the minority than have to govern with the majority. People are actually switching away from Jim Jordan now, according to our reports. We're still doing the tallying here. So Jim Jordan is losing ground. Jim Jordan is losing ground. We're going to get the names. It's still happening in real time. Do we have the picture-in-picture we could put up there? Somebody says here, Mike, Charlie, why can't Republicans unify behind the nominee the way the Democrats do? Why can't McCarthy make sure his name isn't voted for if it takes away votes from a nominated Republican? I have no answer to the second part. Republicans do not want to be in charge, because it requires responsibility. They go to D.C. not to do things, many of them, but to be somebody. You have the little congressional pin. You have a little staff. You get to dress in ties. Some of these people are really sick narcissists. You get a nice photo. You get an office with your name on it. And you get told all these beautiful things about how great you are in constituent meetings and selfies and photos and portraits. You get to be important. And Congress is basically filled with student council narcissists that otherwise would not be able to succeed in the free market. Not all of them. Some of them are rock stars. Some of them are terrible. It's hard to govern. It's easier just to vent and to complain. And we need governing right now. We need someone to govern, to be Speaker of the House, to pick up the phone to Joe Biden and say, whoa, hey, pal, I control the U.S. House. What are you doing in Israel? Are you going to get us closer to a world war? That check and balance is missing right now. There is no check and balance of Joe Biden. There's none. You got the turtle, Mitch McConnell, who's like half in the bag, basically. It's like short circuiting at press conferences. And McConnell wants war all the time. So is there any check and balance to what Joe Biden is doing right now in the Middle East at all? No. Now we have to persevere. We have to not surrender. We have to have fortitude. But I'm also going to just level with you guys. This is not a good sign for the health of the Republican Party. This is not. These moderates are digging in. These moderates are holding the line. We're going to get the names. We're trying to compile them. So one flipped in favor of Jordan, Representative Doug LaMalfa from California, the first Republican to flip in favor of Jordan, and three voted against him. Marionette Miller Meeks in Iowa switched a vote from Jim Jordan. Vern Buchanan made his vote go away from Jim Jordan. Andrew Ferguson voted away from Jim Jordan. So we're going backwards. We're going backwards. We're going to put all the names up as we have them. And I know this is hard, but Rush taught us this. He taught us this so beautifully. May he rest in peace, our hero Rush Limbaugh. And this is a hard thing, I know, for many of you in the grassroots to comprehend. But remember when Rush used to say, McConnell doesn't actually want to win these elections. He would rather be the minority subcommittee chair, treated well, controlled opposition. And that attitude has not changed. They go to D.C. for comfort, for perks, for chauffeured cars, to have staffs, communication directors, to feel important. And that's hard, because you would think that we give this mandate to this Republican Party, and it's so opposite. The other side, the Democrats, all they want to do is to be in charge. All they want is power. All they want is our boot, your neck, our boot, your neck. The Democrats go to D.C. to fundamentally transform America. Republicans go to D.C. to get pictures in bow ties, eat at Capitol Grill, get in chauffeured cars, portraits of themselves, have staff, and feel important. The people voting against Jim Jordan, Don Bacon, Vern Buchanan, Ken Buck, Lori Chavez-Derrimer, Anthony D'Esposito, Mario Diaz-Balart, Jake Elzey, Drew Ferguson, Andrew Garbarino, Carlos Jimenez, Tony Gonzalez, Kay Granger, John James, Mike Kelly, Jen Kiggins, Nick LaLota, Mike Lawler, Marionette Miller Meeks, John Rutherford, Mike Simpson, Peter Stauber, and Steve Womack. Democrats want power. Republicans do not. Deep down, there is a hope that if this House transitions over to the Democrat control, which could happen at any time now with the Joyce resolution, Republicans will breathe a sigh of relief. Whew. We don't actually have to take responsibility. We just get to complain. Thank goodness. We don't actually have to be in charge. And that is your Republican Party.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.